Then We Take Berlin. Written by John Lawton. Read by Lewis Hancock. Chapter 1. West Berlin, May 1963. Christina Helena von Rede-Burkhardt had too many names, so was known simply as Nell. She was attending the first of her twice-weekly meetings with the mayor to agree an itinerary for the impending visit of President Kennedy. McGeorge Bundy gives me a headache.
You don't get on with Bundy, Nell?
I get on very well with Bundy. One of the best, or the brightest, whichever. I get on well with him, but it does seem to me that his job is simply to say no. Whatever I suggest, he says, cannot or should not be done.
Well, such as?
I suggested a visit to Bernauerstrasse, where the war began, as it were, and where it claimed its first victims.
Not a bad idea.
Bundy won't let the president do it. Instead, we get JFK's sister. She'll visit Bernauerstrasse.
We agree to that?
Of course. It's better than nothing.
Nell,
what is it you want? It was a generous question. Mayor Brandt had his agenda for this visit. Well, everyone had, from the man who swept the streets to the chief of police. Yet still, he was asking to hear hers. I want President Kennedy to visit all the Berlins. All the Berlins I know as a Berliner. Berlin new and Berlin old. I would ask that he visit the city we rebuilt, to look at the Kurfürstendamm, as well as the Reichstag ruins. I would ask that he see...